we'll start back again from the last piece that we didn't finish completely. Chol hecha de chalukin lechato shlomit starfi. The Gemara made a comment that wherever something would have to necessitate two separate chatos, that if you did those two things half and half, it wouldn't be mitzvah to a whole shear. So Mara says, the chol hecha de chalukin lechatos lo mitzvarfi, wherever something would be, you would necessitate two chatos, then if you did those things half and half, it wouldn't be mitzvah or snan. Ochel chela de chela de hela mechot, you ate, we'll see, one second, ate chelev, two eatings in one forgetting. Ain't no chayiv ala achas. You only chayiv one chatas. Ochel chelev, the dam, the noser, pigel, behelem echot. If you ate chelev, dam, noser, pigel, all different kinds of isurim, behelem echot, in one forgetting, chayiv al kol achas vachas. You're chayiv for each different name. Zu chomer b'minim har b'minim echot. This is the chomer, the strictness that many minim have over one. That even though you did them all behelem echad, you chayiv a separate chatos for each one, whereas the same name, chelev and chelev, you only chayiv one. The zuchomer b'min echad b'minim harbe, there's a strictness that one min has over many minim. Shim ochel chatzi zayis, the chazer ochel chatzi zayis b'min echad, if you ate a half a kezayis, and then behelem echad, you ate another chatzi zayis, chayiv, you're chayiv one chatos, but you're chayiv. Even though you ate only a chatzi zayis each time, and we'll see in one second how near to each other you had to eat this chatzi zayis. But if you ate two chatzi zayisim of chelev, you're chayiv a chatos, mishnei minim potter. But if you ate a half of zayis of dam and a half of zayis of chelev, they're not mitzaref, and you're not chayiv any chatos. V'havinun bo, and the Gemara now investigated what exactly this is talking about. Mimin echad chayiv, the ratio, where it says that if you ate a, what's it called, if you ate half a zayis of chelev and half a zayis of chelev, that mimin echad your chayiv, sricha lemeimer, and you need a mishnah to tell me this, it's that simple, of course you chayiv. Vomer ish lakish, mishum bar tutni, hokri maizkin, kon shokhlu vishnei tamchuyi, rabbi yoshuahi. The chiddush is that you ate it even though one was cooked and one was fried. So two different kinds of dishes, I might think they're not mitzarif, kamash malon, the Mishnah they are. And that goes like Rabbi Yeshua, the Omer Tamchuyin Mechalkin. Rabbi Yeshua holds that if you ate a zayas of chelev fried and another zayas of chelev cooked, b'helemechad, you chayiv two chatos. Right. So here's Rabbi Yeshua who holds that they're chalukim lechatos, that fried chelev and boiled chelev are two separate chatos, yet a half of a zayis of this and a half a zayis of that, since they're both chelev, are mitzaref to a kezayis. So that klal that we said before is refuted. We said before, wherever they're chalukim lechatos, they're not mitzaref, here it's not true. They're chalukim lechatos, yet they are mitzaref. Where it says, Rabbi Yeshua Damar Tavrima, Mal Gusema, Rabbi Yeshua, then Bein Lekula, Bein Lechurim. What I think, Rabbi Yeshua said his din, both Lekula and Lechumra, that Lechumra, that they're, what's it called, that they're two separate chatos, and also Lekula, that they're not mitzvah. And you're not chayiv any chatos if you ate half boiled and half fried. Kamash Malan, the Lekula, Lo Amar, Lechumra, Komri. He only said it Lechumra, not Lekula. But Lekula, that there's a half a zayas of fried, half a zayas of boiled chaylev, you're still chayiv. So here your rule before, that wherever the two things would be two separate chatos, they're not mitzvah to make a shear. It's not true. Here is a case of the chalukim lechatos, yet they're mitzvah to make a shear. Amar leimar, areisha masni lo, the kashala, you learned this on the reisha, and you have a question on my klal. Anana seifa masni numa. This whole investigation of what the Mishnah meant, I learned goes on the seifa, not on the reisha. And there's no question. Mishnei meaning pturim, if it say, and the Sefer which says that if you ate a chatzi zayis of dam and a chatzi zayis of chelev, that it's not mitzvah, right? Tzrich lemeimer? Of course, that's simple. What do you need a Mishnah to tell me that? Vomrei shlokesh mishum bar tutni lo'olum imin echot, right? Really, it's not talking about chelev and dam. It's talking about what's it called chelev and chelev. Ay, v'amai korei le'shnei minim. right? And why is it called two different minim? Shachlo v'shnei tamchuyin. It's talking where you ate boiled chaylev and fried chaylev. Half and half. Rabbi Yeshua here. And it goes according to Rabbi Yeshua. The Amr tamchuyin mechalkin. Right? And who holds that tamchuyin separate lechatos. And since they separate lechatos, they're not mitzvah either. Half a zayis chaylev of boiled and half a zayis fried would not be mitzvah to make a whole zayis. Just like a full zayis of chaylev boiled and a full zayis of chaylev fried are two different chatos. Okay. Let's see Rashi till here. Chalukin lechatos, ihavi kashir. No, ha'hochi garsin. B'chol heichad chalukin lechatos lo mitzvarfi, v'otnan chelev v'chelev, shnei zeisim, v'hifzik b'neihem yosim ichdei achilas pras, v'havi lushdei achilas. Right. In order to be chai of two chatos on eating two zeisim of chelev, you had to be matzik, Rashi says, between the two eatings, k'dei achilas pras. The amount of time it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread, what's it called? That's the amount of time that is considered one eating. So if you ate one and then you stopped for that amount of time, which is somewhere between 2 and 9 minutes, and then you ate the other one, then you're what's it called? It's considered two different eatings. And if it was all done one forgetting, you're chayef two chatos, even though it was one forgetting. Shim ochal, what?
And if it's one sort of cooking, all fried.
Yeah, that doesn't make a difference. Right now we're talking about real, regular chaylev. Still you chayev two chatos, right? Because, what's it called? Two separate eatings, and even though they're in one helem, what's it called? No, you chayev one chatos, right? You're two separate eatings, but it's one chatos because it was one forgetting. Shim ochal chatsi zayis, the chazor v'yochal chatsi zayis, but also helem. If you ate a half of zayis, and then you ate another half of zayis, in the same forgetting, ukigon shalosh shom itchilas al shorishom v'yatzov gemar achilas ha'achron yosim etnei achilas pras mimin echad mitzarfen. Here Rashi says a different cheshbon, that you didn't wait between the time you started eating the first one till you finished eating the second one wasn't a k'dei achilas pras. Not that there wasn't a k'dei achilas pras between the two, but the entire eating took place within the time of achilas pras. Let's use achilas pras as 9 minutes, okay? So according to Rashi's first Perush, Lechora, you ate, it could be you ate for an hour, right? You munched on a kazayas for an hour, okay? Then you waited 9 minutes, and you munched on another kazayas for an hour. So the total eating was 2 hours and 9 minutes. But there was a 9 minute, break between the first eating and the second eating. Then it's called two eatings. But if there wasn't a 9 minute break between, even though the total was 2 hours and 8 minutes, but there wasn't a 9 minute break between the two eatings, that's called the chdei achilas pras. You didn't separate between the two eatings with 9 minutes. According to the second pshat in Rashi, all of the eatings had to take place within 9 minutes. From the time you started eating the first one till you finished eating the other one had to be 9 minutes. If it was more than 9 minutes, then it's considered two eatings. Not that there was a break in between. And we'll see if there's time when we finish different, what's it called, the ways of understanding these two kinds of k'dei achilas pras. But in Rashi, it seems to be a stira. Rashi describes one kind of k'dei achilas pras in one Rashi and the other kind of k'dei achilas pras in a different Rashi.
Two chetzes, trying to join two chetzes.
What?
Trying to join two
chetzes. Yeah, but why does it have a different shear? Okay, I hear what you're saying. That here, you need it all to be considered one eating. But over there also you need it to be considered one eating or two eatings. So what difference does it make over there or over here? There also, if it's all one eating, the two kazayim, it should be from the time you start one to the time you finish the other. It's all the same thing. You don't have to tell me this simple case, right, where it's mamish two kazayim of the same chaylev, right, it's one achila. Right, two achilas, if it's two separate, nobody holds that you're what's it called, a chayiv and half, if it's two separate achilas. Tutni shem chacham, shnei tamchuyim. The chiddush is talking about two different dishes. Shnei minei tavshil, two different kinds of preparations. Echot shlivi, echot sholot. One roasted and one cooked. Rabbi Yeshua hu bekrisis, omer tamchuyim echalkim la'ochol shnei zeisim behelem echot, v'shnei tamchuyim l'chayiv u'shnei chatos. Rabbi Yeshua holds that different preparations of the same iser may make it that should be two different chatos. Even though you did them behelem echad, you did them one forgetting. the Hitzrich Lashmina, the Linichatzi Shir Mitzdarti. Still, you have to know that even though Rabbi Yeshua holds that if you ate two zesim of chaylev, one fried and one cooked, you chayev two chatos, but if you ate half fried and half cooked, b'chdei achilas pras, b'helem echad, you chayev chatos. Linichatzi Shir Mitzdarti. The mouth is the same, b'ein l'kula, kihacha, b'ein l'chumra, kigon shir sholem, ob Rabbi Yeshua, the chalukinay. I might think that Rabbi Yeshua said his halacha across the board. Bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. It's mechalik to two chatos, and it's mechalik, but it's not mitzvarek, half and half. The gabi shnei chatzoi shir potter, v'hainu kula. The gabi shnei zesim shleimim chayiv shtayim, v'hainu chumra. I might think that Rabbi Yeshua said his halacha, bein l'chumra, bein l'kula. Kamash v'la, no. He only said it l'chumra, not l'kula. Arei shamasni, l'hadarish lakish, asefa masni in love. V'lo itmar hachi. It was never said such a halacha. If it's chalukin lechatos, it's also chalukin that it's not mitzvah. Okay, now the Gemara says, midaseifa min echad ushnei kamchuin, since the seifa is talking about one min, but two tamchuin. That's how we set it up, otherwise the mission doesn't make sense. So the seifa is talking where you're eating one min, chalef, and however it's two different dishes, and therefore it's not mitzvah half and half. That's what we're finished with now. It's not mitzvah, since it will be two separate chatos. It's not mitzvah. Michlal, the reisha min echad v'tamchoy echad. Therefore, the reisha, which says that they are mitzvah, right? You're only chayiv one chatos, chaylev and chaylev. You're only chayiv one chatos. Is talking where it's one min and one tamchoy, both fried or both boiled, right? Otherwise, what's the difference between the reisha and the seif? Tzmor says min echad v'tamchoy echad tzrichu lemeimar. What do I need that reisha for? Why do I need to be told that if you have chaylev that's boiled, and another chazayas of chaylev that's boiled, right, that you're only chayev one chatas? Of course you're only chayev one chatas, right? Omer Avuna, hachmayaskin, kon shehaisolo yediyah ben osayim, right, that it's mitzarif, I mean, that a chatsi chaylev of boiled, and another chatsi chaylev of boiled, if you eat them, what's it called, behelem echad, and kedei achilas pras, right, it's mitzarif, what's a chiddush? Mora says, well, the chiddush is that you had a yediyah between. You knew about the chait after you ate the first chatzizayis. Before you ate the second chatzizayis. Ram Gamliel. The Omer ain't yediyah lechatzishir. And this goes like Ram Gamliel, who says that normally if you know in between, you ate a chazayis of chaylev, then you found out that you ate that chazayis. And you found out that you ate that chazayis of chaylev. Then you, what's it called, ate another chazayis of chaylev. Even though it was all behelem echad, you're what's it called, chayiv tu chatos. What? No, right, it's not behelem echad, right. Because since it's not behelem echad, you chayiv two chatos, because you knew in between. But here, since only you knew about a chatzizayis, that knowing is not called knowing, because it doesn't have any ramifications. So therefore, knowing about the chatzizayis doesn't take it out of helem echad, and therefore if you ate the other chatzizayis, they're mitzvarif and you chayiv a korban. That's the chiddush. Rashi mechlal dereisha, the omer chayiv, right, where it says that you chayiv half kazayis of chaylev, and half kazayis of chaylev is talking where it's the same dish, boiled or fried. Boiled and boiled, fried and fried. Min echa v'tamchoy echa bitmiya, right? You need to be told that. Shehoysel yediyah ben shnei chatzoy shir. Must be talking a special case where you found out that you ate the chatzi shir before you ate the other chatzi shir. The itzrich lashminen, the litzdarfu, and still it's mitzdarfu. Why? The sulka dait the chamina, hoel v'shurin shleimim chalukim lechatos. Since by shurim shleimim, it would be a kazayis boiled, and another kazayis boiled, but in between you found out about the first aveira before you did the second aveira, right? You'd be chayiv tu chatos, hachanami lo mitzvarfu. Here also I might think they're not mitzvarfu. Kamash malon, tohasim have a yediyah. There the yediyah is called the yediyah. Have a yediyah, chatsi shir, lav yediyah, but knowing half a shir is not called yediyah, because again, it has no ramification. This goes according to Ramliel, who says that ain't yediyah lechatzi shir. Okay, just two things here. First of all, about Rashi that we mentioned, that what's kizayis b'chnei achilas pras. There's a Mogen Avram, and the Mogen Avram says like this. You need, in order to be considered kizayis b'chnei achilas pras, is not only by yisurim, by mitzvahs too. In order for a mitzvah to be a mitzvah, and you eat a kazayis, it had to be that the kazayis is eaten kedei achilas pras. It's a big nafkamina, right? I have to eat matzah. So from the time I start eating the matzah till the time I finish eating the matzah, it has to be 9 minutes, okay? Or I eat a little bit of matzah, but I don't wait 9 minutes right before I start eating the next piece of matzah. All the eatings together took me an hour, but I never stopped eating for more than 9 minutes. Is that called Kedei Achilas Pras, or Dafka the first way, that the entire eating from beginning to end wasn't Kedei Achilas Pras? So Magen Avraham says that the halacha is that from the time you start eating till the time you finish can't be more than 9 minutes to be considered one eating. Okay, the Chok Yosef says that that's only on Yom Kippur. That halacha that you're chayav, right, on Yom Kippur for eating koseves has to be that you ate it b'chdei achilas pras, that you, there it's not considered breaking your fast, because there it's telling you suve daita, right, if the total eating took more than 9 minutes. Right there, if you took more than 9 minutes to eat a koseves, that doesn't really make you feel any better. So therefore, you're patur on Yom Kippur. That's where that halacha applies. But for every other halacha, mitzvah zeni surim, kedei achilas pras means that you didn't stop between any of the eatings more than 9 minutes. Okay, that's what the Chok Yosef says. The Rosh Yosef and the Rav Shlomo Kluger says a different chiluk. They say like this, that for isurim, you're only over on an isser if from the beginning of the eating, till the end of the eating was 9 minutes. But if there was more than 9 minutes in the total eating, you're not over that isser. You don't get malchus. Okay? But when it comes to mitzvahs, as long as there's no break of 9 minutes between any of the eatings, even the total eating took an hour, but you didn't stop for 9 minutes at any point, you yotze the mitzvah. Okay? And that's the Rosh Yosef. The Mogen Avraham seems to say that it's across the board. Like we said, the Chok Yosef says that Yom Kippur has one din, and all other mitzvahs and averis have a different din. And the Rosh Yosef says mitzvahs have one din, and all Isurim have a different din. Okay. Now, there's Mashayla, when does the eating start? If the halach is Kedei Achilas Pras from the beginning of the eating to the end of the eating, when does it start? Does it start when you start chewing? Or does it start when you swallow? So really it depends on what the chiyuv is. Right? By isurim, the isur is hanos gorin, which means chewing. The palate, taste. So there it's mistaber that the eating starts when you start to chew. By some things, the ikur is hanos meayim, when you swallow. Like by birkas hamazon. There it's mistaber that the shear doesn't start till you swallow. But by things where the isser or the mitzvah start when you chew, then the shear starts when you chew. Okay. Now the next sugya, we'll see, Lechora contradicts the sugya we just learned. Rashi is going to speak about it, but we'll wait to be miyash of the things till we learn from the sugya. Itmar. Itmar. Ochal shnei zeisechela behelem echad. You ate two zeisim behelem echad. Okay, two separate zeisim, but it was one helem, but it was two different eatings. So it was more than kedei achilas pras between the two, but it was one forgetting. So the halacha is that normally you'd be chayiv one chatas. Okay, because it's the same din, and even though it's two eatings, but it's one helem, you're chayiv one chatas. The no dolal arishon, and one second, another thing was clear. If you would have known that you ate the first kezias before you ate the second kezias, is no shayla that you chayiv two chatos. Okay? Because the idea of a full shear is mechalik. Okay? You knew you ate the first kezias before you ate the second kezias. It's definitely two chatos. Okay? That's clear. You didn't know in between. You ate it pehelem echad, even though it's two eatings, two chatos. One chatos. You knew in between, right? Even though it's not pehelem echad, chayiv two chatos. Okay? That's clear. Now the Gemara says the following case. You ate two kezeisei chela behelem echad. You didn't know in between. Okay? But the nodal al rishon, the chazon al sheni. But you found out after the fact about each one separately. Okay? You knew that you ate the first one before you knew you ate the second one. Okay? So there was yedios, separate yedios after the fact, not before the fact. The yedia before the fact is machalik for sure. Now we want to know if yedia after the fact is machalik or not. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Chayiv Shtayim. Rabbi Yochanan says, the fact that you found out about the first Zayis of Chelev before you found out about the second one. So that in itself makes the first zayis, separates it, right? And what's the word I'm looking for? So it separates it from the other one, right? Isolates it from the other one. And it, what's it called? It's a chayv its own chatos. Now that you find out about the second one, right, you chayv a second chatos. Reish Lakish shomreinu chayv alachas. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish says, no, you're only chayv one chatos. Even though you found out about them at different times, makes no difference. Still all one chatos. And the Achronim say, the shaila is like this. When you eat two kezei secheilev, okay, two different achilas, okay, not bichde achilas pras, two separate achilas, but one helen. Is it really two averis? But it's a special chiddush haTorah that the helem echad, right? You chayv only one chatos for two averis, or no? It becomes like one avera. The avera is the helem, and therefore it becomes like one avera. If the idea is that it's one avera, but and that's why you chayv one chatos, okay? Then what's it called? Then the fact that you had a yediya separate times doesn't make it two averes. You only chayv one chatos. The whole chiyuv is one chatos. But if the idea is that it's really two averes, and really you should be chayv two chatos. So chiddush haTorah, since they were done, the helem echad, you're only chayv one, but if you had yediyas in between, not in between, you have yediyas after the fact, separate, then they're two separate averes. You're chayv two chatos. That's the shayla.
Maybe it's
what?
Maybe
the second set. No, but you don't bring two chatos if you're what's it called? Whatever. Okay. But in any case, whatever it is, that's the shayla. The shayla is it one avera, right? And that's why you're only chayav one chatos? Or it's two averas and the chiddush haTorah is, even though it's two averas, since it's behelam echad, you're chayav one chatos. Then the difference would be, what if you knew about them after the fact at separate times? And they learn it from Sukkim. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Chayiv Al Chatoso Vehevi. It says Al Chatoso, right? The pasuk says, what's it called? Let's see, Rashi. The Chazer Nodalo, the common boy lay, he called him Shehifrish Korban Al Yedir Rishonah, the Kasori Yedios Machalkos Lechatos, the Afopishalo Hoysa Yedir Ben Achila Lachila, O La Acher Hafrosha, O Kasor Hafroshos Machalkos. Okay, what's it called? Later on, In the Kemshech of this sugya, the Gemara is going to discuss what exactly Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing about. Are they arguing about the fact that you knew that you did the first avera, but you weren't mafresh korban yet, and then you knew about the second one before you were mafresh korban, and just knowing separates them to be two chatos even after the fact? Or no, it's talking where you were mafresh korban, you knew it, and you were mafresh korban, you weren't makrif the korban, you were mafresh the korban. Right, for the first one. And then you found out that you had done the second one. Again, after the fact. But if you only knew and you weren't mafresh korban, then everybody holds that what's it called, that it's only one chatas. That's the machlokas the Gemara is going to say, right. Now Rashi says, V'hoda bayev arava damri le'el, v'noda lo achas mehem, v'chaza v'ochel, alma d'chadavu d'mechayev. Right, before we had a case, we're exactly this case. You were tochen v'kotzer, v'shig v'shabes, and zogin melachas, then you again were kotzer v'tochin behelam echad on shigga shabbos and zogin melachos, right, or vice versa, whatever. And then you found out about the first one, right, and you were mafresh a korban, and according to Rambam, you even brought the korban. And then you found out about the other one. The shaila is, do you need another korban or not? Lechora, how does that fit with over here? Here we're saying that if you were mafresh a korban, lechora, everybody holds or whatever, right, possibly. Right, Gemara says, "Ishvirulahu plukes of the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish." So he says two possibilities. Rashi says, one is if they hold of the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, they don't argue. It's not they're not a third shita, third and fourth shita that they disagree completely. That not yedios or machalkos, not hafrushos or machalkos, they completely disagree. It's possible two sugyas disagree. Abai and Rava argue under Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish.
Aren't they
Amoraim? What? So are Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. They all are, all four. Who? Yeah, we're not talking about Yeshua. We're talking about Reish Lakish and Abayin Rav. Okay. So if it's not a out and out machlokas asugis that Abayin Rav argue on Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish completely, then the Kodim Hafrasha inu the Omer Reish Lakish. Then the machlokas over there is talking where it's Kodim Hafrasha. You knew about it in between, but you weren't Machrasha Korban. And they hold, like Rish Lakish, who holds that if you weren't mafish the carbon, it's all one thing. So they hold, like Rish Lakish, there is a shita that if you weren't mafish the carbon, just the yedi itself is not mechalek. Inami, svira lehu delachra, frosha plige, they hold that the machlokus between Rish Lakish is dafka after hafrosha, and before hafrosha, everybody holds that it's not mechalek. That's the Gemara is going to say, that possibility. The enu d'amr called mafrosha, no demalashein, even divrei akol, ain't chaluk mechatos. And therefore, there's no, there's nothing to do with this argument. This argument is only after Hafrasha is that Mechalik. Before Hafrasha, even Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan hold in Yediyos Mechalikos after the fact. And Abayin and a rubber, talking where there's only a Yediyah, no Hafrasha, and everybody holds like that. So that's how Rashi learns there's no Chilik in the Sukkis. Either everybody holds like Reish Lakish, according to one way the Gemara learns, or everybody holds like everybody, according to the other way the Gemara learns. The only problem here is, which we're not going to go into, because this is not an Iyun Shir, the Rambam paskins both sugyas the same way. He paskins, what's it called, that Yediyos are mechalik, and he also paskins the sugya before. So, okay, if there's time in the end, I'll tell you one or two periods. Okay, Al Chatosu Devi, the Hevi Karbono, this is the pasuk, the Hevi Karbono, Si'iras Izim, Tmima Nekeva, Al Chatoso Asher Chata. Right? In the parish of Chatos, so it says this pasuk, you should bring a korban, siras izim tamim in the keva, al Chatoso Asher Chata. Mashma, al kol Chatos, the Chatos Yodi. Al Chatoso, everyone has a separate thing. So what's that coming? Tell me that if you had a yediyah in between, not in between, you had a yediyah after the fact, right? Before you brought your Chatos, you have to bring two Chatos. When what, that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. One second. I know. Right. Al chatosu maybe. Reish Lakish Shomer Potter. Me chatosu v'nislachlo. It's another pasuk by chatos. Me chatosu v'nislachlo. Afilu lo heidi ela al nixas chatosu v'nislachlo kulo. Even if you only brought on a portion, that's also good. It's mechaper and everything. So even though you had a yediyah in between, right, after the fact, it's still one chatos is enough. Okay. So Mara says. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayvach Al Chatoso Vehevi. Each for each, one is separate. When is that? When you have a yediyah after the fact between the two chatos. Reish Lakish Amar Potter Mei Chatoso V'Nislachlo. It says Mei Chatoso that even if what's it called, only a portion of the chatos, right, was realized and you knew about it, still it's not mechalik and you can bring one chatos for all of them. Mora says Reish Lakish Oksiva Al Chatoso Vehevi. According to Reish Lakish, it also says, Al Chatoso, what does he do with that pasuk? Hahula Acher Kapara. That's where you were Mechapa already. Where you brought the Chatos complete. Right? You do two Averas, two Shigagos, Behelem Echad. And then you found out about the first one, and you brought a carbon already. Finished. Right? And then you found out about the other one. Only after you already brought the carbon, then everybody holds that kaparos are mechalik. Right? That if you're ready, we're mechaper, then, what's it called, then, al chatoso, you have to bring for a separate one, the second one. Kaparos are mechalik. Okay? Yedios may not be mechalik. Hafrashos may not be mechalik. But kaparos are mechalik. That everybody holds. Okay? If you brought a chatos in between, what's it called, the two yediyas, then that chatos only helps for the first sin, and the second one has to have a separate thing. Samara says, Rabbi Yochanan nomi hoksiv mei chatosu v'nislachlo. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's also a pasuk that says that even if you brought for a portion is enough. Right? Where's that talking about? No, Rabbi Yochanan learns that pasuk for the following case. You ate a zayas and a half, right, at one time. And then, after Kadachilis Pras, you ate another half a kazayas. Okay? And then, that was behelim of the first zayas and a half. So what would I think, that they should be mitzvarit, right, and you should only have to bring one chadas, right? Because what's it called? Right. And therefore, you should have to bring what's it called two chatos, right? Because now you ate two zeisim, and you knew about one first, and then the second one second. So I might think that it's mitzdarif. Now it's considered two zeisim because the half a zayis is mitzdarif to the other half a zayis. You ate one and a half at one time, and another half. Now it's like you ate two, and they're two different times, right? Kamash malan, no, that they're not mitzdarif bechlal. Because the, what's it called, the first zayis and a half was an avera to itself. You don't look at it as a zayis and a half a zayis. The whole avera is one and a half zayis zayisim. So the second half zayis has nothing to do with mitzdarif. Okay. Rashi, you'll see. Mei chatosanis. Lafilo hevi elach mikzis chatosanis. Lachulo kamash malon. Kiven the high chatsi zayis. Im zayis kama. Shayich boser yediya kamaisa. Havi kilu nodalo alakol. The hoy havi maisi korban havi mechaper behede the zayis the lo shum yedia the pachas mikashir lo chashir. And it was like this. What happened is the following: you ate a zayis and a half. So if you would have what's it called known about the chatzis zayis of that first zayis and a half, the first chatzis zayis, right? After you knew about the zayis, you knew you had a zayis, you didn't know you had a zayis and a half. You only thought you ate one zayis. Right, you still wouldn't be chayav for the other half of the zayis. It's all included in the first eating, okay? Because the half of zayis is irrelevant. So if it doesn't make a difference, you eat a zayis or ten zayisim or whatever. So that other half of zayis is all that in that first chatas, okay? Avo kizayis lo mechaper below yediyah. Elke kilo is yadilei bahadei elezu acharzeh av yediyah mechalkos. Now, if you had two separate zayisim, And you did them behelam echad, two eatings behelam echad. And then you found out about the first one, and then you found out about the second one. There it's shayich to say you're chayich for each one. But if you had a zayis and a half, and then another half a zayis, right? And you found out about them in between, there for sure you're only chayich one chatos, because you can't say that the two half zayisim make a new carbon, because a half zayis can't make a new carbon, and the first half zayis, the idea is irrelevant. Now the Gemara says like this. Now the Gemara is a shayla what the machlokas is. Omer le Ravina Ravashi. Di yisyadeh le kodem hafrosha plige, ubaha plige, demar sover yedios mechalkos, umar sover hafroshos mechalkos, ava la'achar hafrosha modi le reish lakish Rabbi Yochanan de Chayiv Shtayim. Is the machlokas only before hafrosha? Where Rabbi Yochanan and reish lakish argue whether you chayiv one chatos or two chatos is where you weren't mafresh any kordem. All you did was no. Okay? You did two averis, you ate two zeisim of chelev in two eatings, not kedei achilas pras, with one helam, but you forgot about it altogether, okay, in one forgetting. And then after the fact, you found out about the first one first, and then you found out about the second one. That's where Rabbi Yochanan says, yedios or mechaper, the fact that you found out about the first one first separates it from the second one, and you have to bring two chatos. And Rish Lakish says, no, finding out about it in between doesn't separate them. But if you had been mafresh a carbon, everybody would hold that they separate, even Rish Lakish. It's only where you just knew about it, but you weren't mafresh a carbon before you found out about the second one. But if you were mafresh a carbon before you found out about the second one, everybody holds you have to bring two chatos. That's one way of learning. O Dilma, Yisyade Leila Acher HaFrosha, Pligin. The machlokas is where you found out after you were mafresh a carbon. Okay, in other words, you found out about the first kazayis, you were mafresh a korban. And then you found out about the second one. That's where they argue. That's where Rabbi Yochanan says you have to bring two chatos, because hafroshos mechalkos. And Reish Lakish tells you still only when chayiv one. Hafroshos are not mechalik. Only kaporis are mechalik. If you were mafresh the korban and you brought it, then you found out about the second one, you have to bring another chatos. But if you, what's it called, the just hafrosha is not mechalik. According to this, the machlokas would be, is hafrosha mechalik or dafka kapora mechalik? Right? Aval kodem hafrosha. But if you found out before you were mafresh the korban, and then you found out about the second one, before you were mafresh the korban, moldi le Rabbi Yochanan, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that yedios ain't no mechalikas. That just knowing about it is not mechalik. That everybody agrees, according to this way of learning. Deinu chayi velachas. Oh, Dilma, another third possibility. Bein bezu machlokas. The machlokas on both. When Rabbi Yochanan said that it's machalik, he holds even a yediyah is machalik, or a hafrosha. And when Rish Lakish said it's not Mechalik, he holds neither Yedi or Afrosh is Mechalik. Okay? So there's three possibilities. Okay? They argue in both Yedi and Afrosh. They only argue in Afrosh, but Yedi everybody holds is one. Or they only argue in Yedi and everybody holds Afrosh is two. Those are the three possibilities. Omerle, Mistabra, Bein Bezu Machlokas. Mistabra that they're arguing about both. That the one who holds Yedia or Mechalik is even Yedia, and the one who holds it's not Mechalik is even Hafrosha. Okay? The Isol Kedaitech called him Hafrosha Plige, because if you hold it, they're only arguing before Hafrosha. Okay? But after Hafrosha, everybody agrees that it's two Chatos. Okay? Avalachra Hafrosha, Moldi Le Rish Lokish Rabbi Yochanan, the Chayv Stein. After Hafrosha, everybody would agree that you Chayv two Chatos. Ademokim Lekro La'achar Kapora, Lok Milachra Hafrosha. Why does the Gemara have to say the Pasuk is talking? Right? The Pasuk that Mashma that you Chayv two separate Chatos is talking after Kapora. That's how Wasako Rish Lokish learns that Pasuk. Say more simple. If everybody agrees that after Hafrosha, you Chayv two Chatos, just say that Pasuk's talking after Hafrosha. Why have to get to after Kapara? Just say it's after Hafrosha, because we're saying now everybody agrees that after Hafrosha is two Chatos. And the Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara said that Pasuk is talking according to Rish Lakish after Kapara. Not sure after Hafrosha is still Machlokas. The Yachra Hafrosha plige, I will call them Hafrosha, Modi Le Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish. And if it's the other way, that they only argue after Hafrosha. But before Hafrosha, everybody holds only one Chatos. Yedi alone is not Mechalik, right? Instead of saying the pasuk that Rabbi Yochanan says that you chayv only one chatas is where it's a kezayis v'chetzi and then another chatzizayis, right? Say pasuk it's talking before hafrasha, and even Rabbi Yochanan agrees there is only one chatas. Why did the Gemara have to say two new cases to find a case where Rabbi Yochanan would hold its one chatas and Rish Lakish would hold its two, if there's the possibility that it's after Hafrosha, everybody agrees it's two, then say that that's where Rish Lakish holds a pasuk of two. And if there's a possibility that everybody holds its one chatas before Hafrosha, say that's the case that Rabbi Yochanan, that's the pasuk that Rabbi Yochanan says only one. Where it says, no, Vidilna Svukim Misapkili. No, maybe what's it called? That's exactly the problem. It's a sophic. We're not sure what the machlokas was. Therefore, the Gemara wanted to give an answer that would apply in every possibility. Even if you hold that what's it called, that Rish Lakish argues and says there's only one chatas, even after Hafrasha, right, after Kapara, not. So that's where that pasuk is talking. And even if you hold Rabbi Yochanan holds it in every situation, even Yediyah is two chatos, I'll give you a case where this pasuk could apply, Lezayis v'chetz. Vim Tim Tzalomer Kamer, this is what the Gemara meant to say. If you hold that the argument is even before Hafrosha, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with this pasuk? Then you have to come on to the other, right? Because I assume Mechza. And if you hold that they're arguing even after Hafrosha, what does Rish Lakish do with the pasuk? Then you have to say Achar Kapara. In a Hanami, you could have said that they use the pasuk something else if the machlokas is different. But we're not sure what the machlokas is. So on the contingent that the machlokas is this way, we still have a way of explaining what Rish Lakish can do with the pasuk. And even if we hold the machlokas is the other way, we have a way of saying Rabbi Yochanan needs a pasuk. Let's see Rashi. And the mokim lacher kapora ki parchinim la'el Rish Lakish hoksiv al chatoso. When we asked before on Rish Lakish, it says al chatoso, which is mashma yuchayev for each one separately. What does Rish Lakish do with that pasuk? He holds that Yediyos are Mechalik. The Hevi, the Okimna, she tossed the Talmud of Belacher Kapora. And the Gemara answered, no, that's talking after you brought the Chatos itself. Then even Rish Lakish agrees you have two Chatos. Lokna Belacher Hafrosha. If Rish Lakish holds it even after Hafrosha, only at the Yediyah it's one Chatos. But after Hafrosha it's two, right? Then tell me that Pasuk's talking after Hafrosha. We have to go so far to say it's after Kapora, say it's after Hafrosha. The fact that the Bnei Yeshiva had to answer that it's after Kapara, right, is Ilachora, a raya that they held that Rish Lakish holds it after Hafrosha, you're also only Chayv one Chatas, because they couldn't give that answer. Pachi garsinim esvarim yishonim, v'dil mesvukei mesapkelahu. The imtim tzalomer komer. This is our gearsa. Imtim tzalomer kodem afrosha pligi Rav Yochanan hechi moki la the krob because I isom echtza. Imtim tzalomer achar afrosha pligi Reish Lakish hechi moki la the krob lachar kapor. That's how we just explained it, and that's what Rashi says is the nusach in svarim yishonim, and that's the right nusach. The hachi perusha. The dim levnei talmud anomi mesapkelahu plugs of Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. Maybe the bnei yeshiva, when we were discussing this, weren't sure where Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan argued. They weren't sure if it was Davka before Hafrasha, even before Hafrasha, surely after Hafrasha, right? Oh, Davka before Hafrasha, but after Hafrasha everybody agrees that's two. Or the Machlokas was Davka after Hafrasha, but before Hafrasha everybody agrees it's one. Or they argued in both. So in order to cover all bases, they said an answer that applies to everything. Any possibility, this answer will apply. The Mike, he hated him a Sapkele, just like I had that suffix. Three possibilities, right? Iba kodem, iba lacher, iba tarvay. Before, after, or both. The chiparich bala talmud, Rabbi Yochanan nami, vokshi v'chatoso v'nistach lo, mishani le, because I zumechta, v'loshen im tim tzalom, or parich le. That was the question. The question is, according to any way you learn, what is he going to do with this pasuk? I understand, if you learn this way, he can use the pasuk for after Hafrasha. Right? For before Hafrasha. Okay, that's when you only bring one. But, it's possible that he holds even by after Hafrasha. So what would Rabbi Yochanan need this pasuk for, no matter which way you learn? That's kazai sumechza. But also in Tim Shalom Parech Lehu, Mashani Leva, V'hachi Komer, Yehavi Pshitalon, D'lachar Hafrasha, D'mechayev, Rabbi Yochanan Tarti, Ava B'kodim Hafrasha, Modesh Lakish, V'havi Kashulam Midi. If we would know for sure that Rabbi Yochanan holds that before Hafrasha you only bring one chatas, I have no problem. That's what he learns that pasuk for. But if you hold that Rabbi Yochanan argues even before Afrosh, you can't say that answer. Right? Where does Rabbi Yochanan learn the pasuk that you're only chayiv one? Can't be before Afrosh, because it's possible they argue before Afrosh too. If that is the case, that Rabbi Yochanan argues even before Afrasha, then the pasuk will have to be by Kazai Sumechta. V'achi k'mashani, afilim tim shalomer dekodem Afrasha lechuda plige. Inomi v'tarvayu plige, ikilokma b'kazai sumechta. Even if you hold that Rabbi Yochanan holds that before Afrasha you also have to bring two chatos, there is a case where Rabbi Yochanan will hold you bring one by Kazai Sumechta and other chatzizai. L'reish lakish nami, ki parich le tamuda hoksiv al chatos v'hevi. V'shani le balat talmud b'lachar kapora la'olim svukei mesapkele. Right, really, the Gemara is only saying this answer as a suffix. Not that you have to come on to this answer. Could be that you could explain Reish Lakish after Afrasha. And he also agrees as two. But we're not sure. Maybe Reish Lakish also argues after Afrasha. On the tzad that he argues, even after Afrasha, you're going to have to give the answer. This is talking about after kapora. But in a chanami, if Reish Lakish doesn't answer after Afrasha, we have another answer. But the Gemara wants to give an answer that will cover all bases. The my plea, can lead the Tim Tim Salomar Parak, Mashani Vachikomer. Im Tim Salomar Balachra Frosha Nami Plege, the Balachra Frosha Partele Bichad Corbin, the Hasha Lekalok Milakro, the Machai Balachra Frosha. Right? Reish Lakish Heich Moki Leila High Cross. What's Reish Lakish do with the Pasuk? If you hold the Reish Lakish, holds even after Afrasha, only bring one Chatas. He can't learn this Pasuk for after Afrasha. So what's he going to do with the Pasuk? Kalomar Bamai Moki Leila, Shani Leila Filim Tim Salomar Balachra Frosha Plege, Ikalok Milachak Par. Even if you hold that they argue after Afrasha, he could use the pasuk for after kapar. The rova talmidim shagu b'shita zu. Most of the talmidim made a mistake in how to learn his gemara up. The dimu dahai dehechi moki la the krav ksaisu mechza. The chaveiro hechi moki la the krav lachar kapara loshin kushehu. Right, the gemara is saying it as a kasha on that. Right. For the frushe, come on my time, of Hutzruf Lashabish, that's for him, the Limcho Kavav, the Imtim Shalomer, Kama, Ulagia, Kamrin, and Ulagia, I'll call them Lacher, but I'll Lacher call them, the ancient of Satan, the Kthis of Yosim. Rashi's not Masber Bichlau, what mistake was, but there's no, since Rashi holds a mistake, it's not Kedai for us to start finding out what the mistake was and what, how they have different Girsa. The Mice of the Girsa we have is exactly what Rashi explains, and that's the, according to Rashi, the explanation of the Gemara. He just tells us there was another Girsa. And according to that, they learned the complete different way in what the Gemara's Kasha was, and it's not going to be really to us.